This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's football legend Jamie Redknapp for new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins footwear.
Imagine playing football against no defence or goalkeeper. How easy would that be? That's what it's like putting on my new hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. There's nothing stopping my foot from just going in. I just step in and I'm done, with no bending down to touch my shoes. So how do Skechers Slip-ins work? It's like they have an invisible built-in shoehorn, so my foot slides into place. Then the heel pillow technology keeps my foot comfy and secure.
Find Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store or Skechers.co.uk.
This episode of the Long Run Podcast is sponsored by Skechers.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the world's biggest running podcast. We are the biggest, single, momentous, awesome, gigantic podcast in the galaxy. And we are building it up big because today is International Women's Day and we are taking over. I class myself this evening as a woman, okay? Hence, what you make your faces already for. Anyway, so tonight, we've got a crack team of assassins who are going to try and take me down. So, boys, if you're watching this live, help me out. Get in the comments, get in the chats, and help me out. As we listen to three inspiring women, and we're going to talk about women in running and things that, you know, you ladies have to put up with. And I'm not talking about us men either. We're also going to be discussing the Manchester Marathon because I want somebody's, she's over there, opinion on it. We're going to do a Garmin giveaway and a couple of other bits. So does that all sound good to everybody? Okay, so let's introduce this crack team of assassins that I've got with me. We've got Admin up there. Let's say hello, Admin.
Hello, all right?
I've got I'm on the wine over there. That's you, Marissa.
Oh, no, I'm on gin.
Oh, you're on the gin.
I'm on the wine.
And then we've got Hayden is the smallest person in my house up there.
Hi.
So this is going to be brilliant. So if you didn't know, Hayden is the smallest person in my house. Is actually, Lulu is Hayden's wife. So we've managed to drag her from behind the camera in front of the camera. And to be perfectly honest with you, I think it's a massive upgrade. I'm just putting that out there. Isn't it? Really? Let's be honest.
Yeah. Can I just say, I'm so excited. I don't think I need to say anything for the next like 57 minutes. I've wanted these two on for ages together. So I am like, and the fact that you're here as well.
What's it got to do with me? I'm one of the ladies tonight. No, it's true. I've got my gin. Right, Marissa. So we're going for it. That's what I think we're going for this tonight. We do have to give a shout out before we do anything. We've got a bit of admin to do. We've got to give a shout out to Skechers, our sponsor. Thank you very much to Skechers. And there's loads of ladies' stuff on Skechers' website, gabbaskechers.co.uk. Mylene will thank you forever if you start buying all that stuff because she needs to get paid. So she'll appreciate that. But yeah, head over to Skechers. They're our wonderful sponsors, which is awesome. Give a shout out to the guys at Start Fitness. You guys have been smashing the life out of them this week. Use the code 40runs. You can get 10% off of that. Now, I like to start when we've got guests and getting their Garmin predictors. So, Lou, where's your Garmin?
Here, 1 minute.
Yeah. So, talk to me about what's on your Garmin at the moment in terms of predictions.
Yeah, I'm not too sure.
Don't tell lies. Oh, by the way, I realised today I've now got my barcode on my watch.
Oh,
I put a thing on. There was a thing on Instagram from Start Fitness, funny enough. And I've now got a thing on my Garmin that has my Parkrow barcode on it. How cool is that? Because it takes me about 3 days to get it on my phone.
No, there's another trick that Hayden showed me that's even better.
What's that?
On the 5K app, like the...
What's the 5K app?
Basically, all of these lot that do parkrun tourism and all these challenges, they all have it. Mm. But you just hold the app icon down and the barcode comes up. It's genius.
No, I've got it on my watch.
Yeah, but it'll take you longer to get it on there than it will.
No, don't. I'll go like this. Look. There you go. Did you time me? Marissa, did you time me? I've got it.
Yeah, but does it scan?
That's how quick I am. Look how quick I am. I'm quicker at doing that than anything else.
That's true.
Hero. What's the predictions, please?
What, my Garmin?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I've just slid it over to Hayden to try and find it.
He has one use.
Me and Tech. Oh, no.
He has one use. Okay. So if you're watching this live, get in the comments. Ask some questions. Talk about your experiences, both male and female, as runners, what you've experienced. But it's International Women's Day. We want to talk about inspiring women because it's all about inspiration this week, this month, this day, whatever it is. But I think that should be all the time, to be perfectly honest, and inclusion, which is really, really important. So just get in the comments and start lighting us up in there. We will come on to that. Sabrina's going to be keeping an eye on that for us. If you're listening to this as a podcast, thank you very much. Slow down, take it in, and just, have another chill. Right, so I've got a couple of things I need to do, if that's all right with you two, three.
Can I just have one thing really quickly?
Yeah.
If you're on Facebook. Can you put your name at the end of your comments so we know who it is, please?
Oh, yeah, I forgot to put the link in. But that's not my fault. Hope should have been on tonight. Not my fault. There is. Right, I need to do a bit of admin because we were doing a Garmin competition. We're giving a Garmin away, so we're going to give that away in a minute.
Nice.
I just need to get the sheet up with everybody's name on it, and there was quite a few people who entered. So, like last time, we will send you an email if you've missed the show, and you'll get an email how to claim it and all that sort of stuff, right? But for transparency, as always, let's get it. Should have probably opened this up before we started going live on it. Would have been here, wouldn't it? Here we go. No. Got it. Okay, right. Who wants to give me a number? So we're going tabs. 1 to 12.
All right, I'll go 6.
6. Okay. Give me a column. Like, 1 to 1, A to G.
Go on, Louisa.
C
for Christopher. I like it. And a number from 1 to 40. Yeah,
18. 40.
That was quick.
I know, because it's my lucky number.
Handy, it's actually right. Oh, that's good. I can pronounce this name. Usually I call Hannah Holmes. Whoever Hannah Holmes is, thank you very much. You just won a Garmin 165. You're welcome. We will email you. So let's give Hannah a round of applause. So there you go. Thanks very much. Okay, right. So that's that done. Next bit of admin. Oh, actually, we'll come on. No, we'll do that in a minute. So I want to talk briefly, if it's all right with you three, about the Manchester Marathon. Because one of our ladies in the Facebook group brought this to my attention, which I was not aware of. And that's regarding the fact that there's like a bus that can pick people up in the Manchester Marathon. After six and a half hours is what it is. I put the thing out on Facebook, on Instagram, exactly what it is, which kind of took me by surprise. So I'm going to read this out briefly from one of the ladies who commented in the Facebook group, which I think is quite interesting. I ran the Manchester Marathon last year with my friend. We trained hard for 6 months and doing 14 to 15 minute miles. I was on cloud nine and two ladies on bikes associated with the sweeper bus, that's what I refer to, told us that if we didn't run the next mile in 8 minutes, we would be registered as did not finish. Now, if you go on to the Manchester Marathon finishers from last year, there's a big list of did not finishers, which I think, and I'm not knowing this with 100% knowledge, but I think that's a lot of people who finished after the cutoff and didn't claim their time. Okay. That's why there's quite a few did not finishers. Obviously, there was probably some, but who actually didn't finish. But there's others who didn't claim a time. We were at 13 minute miles at this point and ran nonstop. She's got some issues and she was running for 70th birthday. I can't remember. We got a PB for 5K, 10K, 10 miles and half marathon too. So they were, you know, going pretty fast for them. I was so upset and started to panic and I'd lost all incentive. So we ran, walked the rest. At mile 18, we were registered as did not finish as all tracking markers were removed. Family and my running family were really concerned. There were no mile markers or water stations left either. Police were driving around and they got us some water. So thank you very much to the police. We stayed on the roads and ran on the side of the finish line where a lovely lady gave us our medal and T-shirt. So they got a T-shirt medal, which is good. The thing that kept us going were the locals, which were incredible. We had people shouting out their windows to keep going. That's great. So the locals really got behind it. The husband emailed in about the did not finish using Strava as their evidence to give an official time of under 7 hours. And then basically she says she's never going to do that marathon again and she will do the London Marathon ballot. I really hope, and she's referring to me now, that somebody can get some justice for runners like myself and many others. Looking back, it was a day filled with mixed emotions. Me and my friend had such a laugh. This is one of the best days of our life. I finished it. But there was also all those worrying just got out there. Enjoy the days. It's no matter. Yeah, that's it. So what she's saying is stop worrying about it and just go out and claim, you know, that you're a marathon runner. So I think this is a good example of, and this is where I don't think Manchester Marathon realise it. They don't realise the anxiety and panic that they've caused by maybe putting this back out there that people, when they registered, which is clear apparently, because I asked Manchester Marathon for a comment, which they did. I don't think it's necessarily everybody was clear on this procedure. I'm going to read you now what Manchester Marathon said, and then I want to get your opinion, please. So nice. And he actually called me as well. Thanks for reaching out. We truly believe we are the friendliest marathon around and we value, we take into every aspect of the event. All right. Okay. London Marathon is great too. And the reason he mentioned London Marathon, because in my email to them, I said, what a cracking job London Marathon did by changing it all the way they did it. I thought that was awesome, you know, with the tower walkers and the support at the back and spreading it out so 8 hour finishers could, you know, still get the same amount of support and all that sort of thing, which I thought was awesome what London Marathon did. We are very transparent when it comes to the required cutoff times, which are agreed with the local authority as part of the planning process and then communicated clearly during registration, which is what I refer to. We're incredibly privileged to close the public roads for the event. I don't know why they're privileged for that. And being part of being friendly is to our local community too. So they're trying to respect the local community. Our responsibility is being considerate to their needs and communicating how they're impacted when things return to normal. This means reopening areas at agreed times. So they've got, you know, a lot of stuff to reopen up. They don't like to refer to runners as runners because, which I think is fair enough. It's a less inclusive if you refer to that because there's obviously people who can't run. But they do speak to these people who are behind schedule and use medical and safety experts to decide the best option for them to continue. There's obviously depending different factors, including their position on the course, but it's safe to say they are given the opportunity to continue via pavements through to the finish. Doesn't say anything about the fact that they remove all the stuff and things like that, which is obviously an issue that the other lady referred to. But I just think, you know, they're obviously under pressure from reading that to reopen stuff. The bus goes, you know, with that 6.5 hour cutoff in mind. And it's an option there for people to jump on that. But they then ask people to step off the road while they clear it up effectively. So, I mean, what do you think, Marissa?
I knew it was coming to me.
Well, well, I'll tell you why I come to you. Because you are our self-proclaimed back of the pack runner.
I am.
Which is what you said.
Yeah,
and you spoke in depth and passionately at our live show at the Birmingham NEC about the stresses, the anxieties and the panic that can set in from being at the back and being affected by cut-off times.
Well, I think Manchester, I didn't know that they were that strict, actually, because I finished Manchester in 6:29.
Oh, so wow.
Hero.
1 minute before the cut-off then. But there was loads of people behind me. And it
when
was my
did you
first
do it, Marissa?
2019, I think.
Okay.
But I didn't know that it was that strict. But is it from the last person starting? Because I think the issue mainly with people is if it's from the first person starting.
I think the last person. Yeah, yes. I think they say it's from the last person crossing the line, the six and a half hours starts.
I just think, it's difficult because if they've put it in the clause to start with, then you know the cutoff when you
Which
sign
they have,
up.
To be fair to them, they have.
But, you know, you can't say it's inclusive if you're then going to say you can't finish. If then people finish, they deserve a time, whether it's 7 hours or not. If you've let them finish, they get a medal, they get a T-shirt, they finish the marathon. What's the problem?
It's an interesting comment here. I don't know who it is. It's a Facebook user. Chris, I stayed with two ladies who had fallen. We reached the finish line as it closed, had medals thrown at us on the line. It was an awful experience at the end. We did it under 7 hours, but we classifiers did not finish. We won't do it again.
But they did finish.
Yeah, they did finish, but because they were over that cutoff, it classified as did not finish. That's what I was saying. If you go on last year's, there's a lot of did not finishes, but I think some of them are people who didn't realise. Yeah. Maybe people don't care, you know. At the end of the day, they probably get their medal.
I didn't know Manchester was that strict.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
I know London's definitely not.
No, London's amazing. London's
the one
is a shining
you should
light.
Do if you're slower, 100%. Yeah. It's just getting into it.
Yeah. But the bit that I don't understand is, because we've spoken about this week and I've got kind of conflicting views on it, which is quite difficult. But the bit that I don't get is they're registered as DNF, but they're still getting given a medal and a T-shirt.
Yeah.
That's the bit that's jarring with me is that so you're able to go over the line, you get a medal and a T-shirt, but then you're classed as DNF. That's the bit that I'm like, that's a bit bizarre. Because at London, if you DNF, you don't get your medal and T-shirt. Remember the year that Post
did it out of his bag? Yeah. Collapsed and they took it out of his bag.
It's
I just don't like it when they're taking markers and things like that down. I personally just think that London Marathon do a cracking event. They changed it after what happened, which was awful to those people. They changed the way they did it and celebrated, and the people at the back and all that sort of stuff. They give you the option if you're going to be slower to start. And again, we had one of my runners who I coached, Michael. He started early. Because they gave the opportunity for those people to start early so they could have a longer. And I think that's a brilliant idea.
You'd be surprised how many races shut down before people have finished.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had it at Wrexham, 2.5 hour cutoff because they had to reopen the stuff up. And again, everybody knows this, right? Just to be absolutely clear to Manchester Marathon, to be fair to them and transparent, this is in the terms and conditions, yeah? This is there and stated there. Yeah. Right. So, you know, you've got to give them, they make it clear that that's the case. Whether you agree or disagree, if it's, one or the other. Well, Lou, what do you think about this?
Yeah, it's a tricky one. And going back to what Sabrina said, I think the reason they did not finish is probably because the timing mats, everything has all been taken up and gone. But the wonderful volunteers who give out the T-shirts and the medals are going to stick around and hand them out.
True.
If it's in the terms and conditions you sign up, you know. It's a tricky one. It is really. And, it would be nice to be inclusive for everyone.
Yeah. I think, look, it's two things. If you want to share your experience with Manchester Marathon, again, big shout out to them for taking the time to comment and contact me. Fair play. They could have just, blocked it and said nothing about it. So fair play to them. They've said in there that they're willing to learn and do things, so that's great. So if you really want to get in contact and share your experience to them, come to me, email hello@40runs.com, and I'll share that email to you, and you can contact them and share your experience with them. I think that's only fair to Manchester Marathon that they're willing to take that on board. So fair play to them. And again, it is out there in there, you know, when you do sign up. But for me, I just think they keep it open and you know, give everyone a bit more time, send people off a bit early, and learn from what London Marathon have done so amazing. Anyway, we've got to move on, people, because we haven't got this crack team of assassins all night, although it would be good fun to have them here for a lot longer. Have we got, Sabrina, have we got anything in the comments and stuff like that while I fire up the next bit?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's loads of comments. There's loads of hellos, lots of lovely stuff about you guys being really inspiring, which is great, and you are. And people giving shout-outs to their partners and stuff as well, which is really nice. I think we answered a lot of them on Manchester, but Lindsay said she's done it twice and wouldn't do it again. And then Wilco actually is listening. Hi, Wilco. Has made a good point and said you can still open the roads and have signs on lampposts to keep it safe for those people. So that's pretty fair as well.
Right. So have we got any weather at Garmin Predictor?
What for? Marathon?
Well, it's up to you. What should we watch? Marissa, what should we ask her? Put her under the pressure.
Yeah, go marathon.
Okay.
Okay, I was given 4:14.
And how's that rate to your PB?
Spot on.
Is it? Wow. Okay. That's interesting, isn't it?
What about the other ones?
Yeah, I was going to say, what's your the one I wanted was the 5K, because I think that's hard.
just waiting for...
Talk about yourself. Yeah. It's not like live or anything.
Tell me.
I thought he was good with tech.
Supposedly 20, he's good with
23:05.
Tech. And what's your PB?
23:20
something. Bang on. Isn't it?
Yeah, it was a couple of years ago now.
Yeah, that is interesting. That sometimes, because we get some people on and it's way out, and then it's bang on. Right, I tell you what. While I've got you, let's do the lightning round and let's get that done because it's only you're a guest technically, even though you're not. But with that, Marissa, have you ever done the lightning round?
Yeah,
that's what I thought. So let's clear the decks. Let's get the lightning round out of the way. And then we're going to talk about women in running and why it's so awesome. So let's get an amazing intro going firstly. Okay, mate, it's just me and you now. Don't worry about
it.
Don't worry about him. You know all the answers to all these questions, okay? They're going to come at you thick and fast, all right? And we're looking for really one-word answers, all right? And while you're doing this, Marissa's drinking more gin. Just putting that out there.
Not fair. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. If you're new around here, this is our lightning quiz, and it's quick fire. Are you ready? Let's go. Okay, your favourite race distance?
10K.
Do you have to push Hayden around in a buggy at theme parks?
He's free to get in.
He's free to get in. Okay. Favourite race or event?
Chicago Marathon.
Oh, does Hayden buy kids' clothes or younger children's clothes?
We've got to go kids.
Kids' clothes, okay. Favorite race day shoe?
The Vaporflies.
Vaporflies. You take Hayden to Clark's. What does he have? A 4 or a 4.5 size shoe?
4.5.
4.5. Favorite park run?
Bushy
Park Run. Okay. Penultimate one, has Hayden ever played you any songs from his album that he did with 5?
Unfortunately not.
I think that's a good thing. And finally, bucket list race. I know you've just done Vegas, but what's your bucket list race?
I think I'd quite like to do Valencia Marathon.
That's a random one. I thought you were just going to say something like the Great Wall of China. Valencia.
No, I'm not that crazy.
Okay. All right. Well done. She's passed. Be fair, that was tough, wasn't it? Marissa, did you think she'd done well?
She's done really well.
Yeah, there's a few curveballs in there. I couldn't help myself. Sorry about that. Okay, right. So, International Women's Day, all right, is all about this year inclusion. Yeah, fair enough. That's right.
Yeah.
I ain't got it wrong like I
usually. No, you're right.
When you think of inclusion as a woman in running, what do you think about Sabrina?
Our community, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like not just the women, but the men also give us a platform and a voice and a space to feel like we can achieve incredible things every single day, which I think is amazing. And it's full of women as well, that instead of competing with each other in a sport that can get competitive sometimes, depending on what's going on, are all lifting each other up. And these two women here, actually, when I was thinking about today, I was like, these two celebrate everybody else's successes even more than their own. And I think for me, that is all part of inclusion, is taking people that you've never met, don't know, but cheering them on and giving them that love and support. And yeah, lifting them up, which I think is amazing.
I can't echo that more, to be honest with you. I think that's brilliantly put. Perfect. I would say I wrote some stuff down today, which is kind of cool.
You're not the only one with notes, actually.
No, when I say wrote it, I put it on my list. You know my lists that I have.
Yeah.
I make several every day. I'm incredibly proud of our club and community. And one of the biggest reasons I'm so proud of it is because since day one, since its inception, when I was sat there riddled with anxiety in Greenwich, one of the most amazing things is the high amount of women that we have within the club and community. 63%, to be fact, to be absolutely on fact, 63%, which I think is amazing. And I love that fact that it's 63%, actually. I think it's brilliant. Second thing that I really like, 25 of our satellite leaders, women, brilliant. Absolutely love that. Yeah, I think that's amazing. And don't forget, it might sound funny, but, you know, you're doing that a lot of that in the evenings and you know, and stuff like that in terms of safety. We'll come on to that. So I think that's amazing. And I also love this last fact of the committee of the club. Obviously, 40 Runs is the biggest club in the country, running club. Out of our committee, there's 10 people that sit on it. 6 of them, women. About that. That's amazing, isn't it? When you think about these old traditional clubs, with the old geezer sitting up there, oh, yeah, we're going to do this and we're going to run, you know, 16-minute 5Ks and nobody's allowed in this club unless you run for Boston Marathon. You can all do one because we got 6 ladies on our committee. And to be honest with you, it is brilliant, our committee, because the sense those ladies talk on that committee, it's brilliant. And I love the fact that there's 6 ladies on there. And I've got to give a shout out to my mum, because it's Mother's Day tomorrow.
Aww.
Right? She works her absolute socks off of 40 Runs. She retired, right, thinking, oh, yeah, I'm going to sit down south end and eat ice cream. No, she's on the laptop every day, putting all you lot onto the system, speaking to England Athletics. Her and Sandra, all they do, bless them, is 40 Runs. And I just got to give them a shout out on Mother's Day, because she does an amazing, amazing job on the committee. I think it's brilliant. And it's inspiring to see the work she does within the club and all you ladies. So that's a bit from me. Now, Lou, inclusion, what does it mean to you as a women runner?
As Sabrina said, really, I've always felt included. I'm lucky like that. I've always felt that I was included. And within this group, even more so, women tend to always put women down in the outside sort of, but in our group, I just find that we're always bigging each other up, always supporting each other, and it's something I hadn't always experienced before.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a bit of a like someone's actually praising me. I just love that about this group, the running, and I have always felt included. So that's it for me.
What about you, Marissa?
I just think our group is unique. It really is. I've never met a bunch of women that, even if you don't really know anyone, you still support them. It doesn't matter if you're best friends. Like, everyone knows me and Lou are really good friends, so we naturally big each other up. But people we've never met, it's just not a normal thing that normal women do. We normally batter each other down and be like, oh, really, she did this and she did, but we're just not like that. We celebrate everyone's achievements. And you know what I really love? The blokes, because they all big us up. So you're amazing, you're doing this, you're doing that. And I just think it is really special. It's really special.
I think it's a really important point you just made, because an International Women's Day, and we talk about women, and it's frustrating that in 2024 we've still got to have an International Women's Day, right? Because there's still that level of inequality.
I make you right on that point. I'm just going to step in. I make you right on that. That's my head in that we have to have one because, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you read some of the stats and it's mind-blowing, and therefore it needs to be here for all the right reasons. Mm. But but it is as important for men today. And I love that we've got men commenting in the chat and stuff, which is really important, right? That they are aware of how they can support and be allies and give people a platform. So I think, and we are very, very fortunate, like waking up this morning and seeing huge posts from Hayden, and then a reel, it was just really, really lovely. So I think, really important that the guys in this group know the role that they have to play as well in that.
And they play it really well.
Most of
them are really, really good.
I'm well trained. Mrs. Ford's got me extremely well trained, if you think about it.
Yeah, most of them are trained really well.
Can we not put Hayden back on? It's easier just battering him. But it is true. And there are other, groups and clubs that are as inclusive as us, which is great. There are so many, but there is still some, unfortunately, that aren't. Right. But whatever. Hopefully they'll change with the times and they'll see like what we're doing with, with people like Brooks and stuff like that, getting the message out there. Mm. It was great to see today Brighton Marathon put up on their post, celebrating. There was two of our runners on there. And I love it. It's two great pictures, fantastic pictures, from our ladies that are on there. And again, I'm in awe of everybody, but it is special to me that we have such a high percentage of ladies in this club community. It says to me that we're doing all the right things in the right way. Yeah. And I think that's the biggest thing for me. Sabrina, is there anything in the comments chat other than love? Hopefully people are hammering Hayden because he's not here. But is there anything in there that we need to pick up on before I move on to some of the topics that I'm going to be drilling?
No, there's just a lot of love, which is really nice to see. We've got our satellite leaders in there. And we've just got people. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, our satellite leaders are amazing. Our welfare officers. Yeah. Ladies. Brilliant. Yeah. Absolutely amazing. Again, this is the thing, we can't do any of this without you girls. So I'm in awe of all.
Nice comment from Mick Brain, actually, who just said, best thing Joe and I have done is join this amazing family. We've made friends for life. Big shout out to Tony and Steph for all the things she does for us, the group and individually. So,
Shout out to Tony. Absolute beacon within this club and community. Absolute. And they're doing Cannock Chase Trail Run, I think, this weekend, aren't they?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Or Cannock. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, something like that.
Right. Before we move on to the topics, I do want to ask about Vegas. Now, I know Hayden wasn't allowed into the casinos because he's too young, couldn't see over like the bar and stuff like that. So we don't want to talk about that. How was your experience of Vegas, you two? Lou, what do you think first?
Can I just say, because it's International Women's Day, that actually the women outweighed the men at Vegas. There was 6,000 women and only...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If. Only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
5,000 something odd men.
We need out that game, boys.
So... yeah, I don't know whether that was because it's a bit more of a fun race or...
probably they're all in jail. They probably all got arrested. got arrested, probably.
I had an amazing time. Race prep was rubbish. Too much drinking, eating, thousands of steps every day. But I enjoyed it. I took it easy and I enjoyed it. really good fun.
Marissa?
The after party was amazing.
There's a theme here.
The 5K after party, that's what we go for. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you recommend it to any Brits? Let's. I know like worldwide, but...
Definitely.
Yeah. Hayden was trying to talk me into going to some places today. Some other their rock and roll events, which look amazing. But yeah, I think Vegas, whenever you say something about doing Vegas to anybody, it's like, yeah, I fancy that. I don't think there's many, even though, you know, it's not for everybody. But I still think running down the strip with all the hotels, I think that would be pretty cool. Is there a satellite group near Warrington? I'm the worst person to ask, but...
There's a couple of those. Somebody else was asking about Norwich, and then somebody else was asking about affiliation. If you've got any questions about the club, can you email in? If you go to the website, there's an email address. Email in and the team...
Yeah, just email any questions. hello@40runs.com. Just remember that. Just send it all in, and then we'll crack on with that. We've got to also give a shout-out, before we move on finally onto the topics, to everybody who's in Paphos.
Yeah.
I love the fact that somebody who works there or is affiliated to that event went onto the Facebook group today and said that you lot are a lively lot. A lively lot. I mean...
What can I say? It is what it is.
There's just a thread that runs through everything that happens. Partying, drinking, lively, noise. I mean, it is... Marissa, I'm
it
looking
was
at
really
you.
Good. It was really good. It was really good.
Oh, dear. So I hear, I may be wrong, firstly, Benidorm's on the card, and secondly, Lanzarote. Is that going to be denied, Marissa?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Benidorm, maybe.
He's going.
I don't know, even know why you're trying to be all shy about it. You know you're going.
Lanzarote, no, not yet. I haven't thought about that one yet.
That's not yet. She should say no.
I haven't got enough time this year. I'm really busy.
Well, you are chasing the six stars.
I am chasing six stars, yeah.
There you go. What's to tell the story of the lady who was helped at the end when we were at the cafe? Who knows about this story, Marissa?
Oh, God, don't. I'll cry.
No, tell us. No, you can't do that.
So we're all sitting having... I think we were drinking, maybe having something to eat. We might have been drinking water, though.
Don't tell lies.
We might have been drinking water. And this lady was really struggling to finish. Oh, my God, she was crying. It was really emotional. Two of our runners, Justin and I don't know who else, ran with her all the way to the end. Justin had just run a marathon.
Jeez.
And he ran. He got up and he ran with her to the finish. Got her over that line. I can't remember who else ran with her, but another bloke ran with her as well. Honest, we were all in tears. It was so emotional.
Julian.
Well done, you two. That's amazing.
They were amazing and really just got her. Oh, it was Julian. There you go.
Yeah, Julian. Well done, Julian boys. Got
him. Oh, it's that's amazing. Really emotional. All us girls were sitting there crying.
Oh, that's amazing. Well done, chaps. Yeah, great job. Okay, look, moving on to, I want to get into the topics because I've just realised that we've already done 35 minutes. Sorry about that. So I think the first thing, I mean, when I thought about women in running and obviously the inclusion, the inspiration, all that was straight away at the forefront of my mind. But the second thing that actually came up was the safety. Because I know that's, we've discussed it on the podcast before, and it is something that it still baffles me, the fact that we worry about, you know, that you have to worry about when you go out and you're running and stuff. I think that's, you know, that's just sad. But I do see ladies out there running, like around, like Hartham Common, for example, the park that we run. You know, I'll see ladies out there running around. It's pitch dark. And they're on their own, like no lights and that. Like, I'm scared for them.
Yeah.
But you don't want to say nothing because you look like a weirdo. But especially like me, saying that, doing that laps before club. But you think to yourself, like, God, you know what I mean? I appreciate that some people just think, you know what, I don't care. I'm not going to let this stop me, which I think is admirable. But at the same time, I fear, you know, I've got two young girls, you know, and obviously a wife, and I worry for them in terms of safety. I mean, how do you deal with that? Lou, you start off. How do you deal with that sort of safety aspect, element, thoughts, and that sort of thing as a woman runner?
I'm always very cautious, over cautious, to be fair. Even when I run with Hayden, I say, I wouldn't run down here if I wasn't with you. And he's like, really? Yeah, it has to be well lit, busy, people, cars, if it's dark, this is. Yeah, I'm just really over cautious. I am aware of who's around me. Even in the daytime, I'm always aware if people are near me. Headphones, I always have my like boneless ones on so I can hear around me, have it down low. I've always been like that though. I don't know if growing up in London, but I've always been very cautious about my surroundings and who's around me. And I've never, touch wood, I've never had anyone hassle me or anything like that. Yeah. But I am always aware, always. I wouldn't take a chance.
Yeah.
Sabrina?
I've become more scared as time goes on, if I'm honest. And I think I said this a little while ago, that I won't run now, like on my own, unless, like you said, Lou, it's well lit, main roads, cars, busy, I know different routes and whatever else. But I also won't run unless I know there are people that I have on, like, you know, you find a friend or whatever.
Yeah.
And I know that somebody's at home or like has access to their phone, that should I need them, like I won't go out running unless I've told someone I'm going for a run, like to the point where if I'm going, I'll call my mum and say, I'm going for a run, I'm running this far to here, like this is my turning point. A lot of time if I'm going out on my own, if it's like 5k or whatever, I'm like, this is my turning point and this is roughly how long it's going to take me. So if I'm not back by X time, call me. Because it's things that you don't think about. Like, you run down the road. I run with you lot, Chris, right? And I don't think twice because I've got you, Si, Toby, whatever, with me. If I'm on my own, today I was running and there was some traffic lights and a van kind of went to pull up on the side. And it made me jump, like physically jump. I like kind of stopped. I was like, because I thought, oh my God, is someone going to open that door and try and kidnap me in the middle of broad daylight? And I sped off just because you have to be so careful of where you are. It sounds mad, but you hear horror stories.
So. It's horrible. Yeah. And Marissa?
Doesn't bother me. Good luck to him is what I say. They'll soon give me back. No, it's never really bothered me. I worry more about animals than I do about people.
But hang on. What, do you live by a zoo?
No.
Oh, there's a tiger coming at me. Look at the size of that bear. Do you think it's going to eat, Mark? Where do you live?
Like dogs and stuff.
Dogs, foxes, they're on leaves.
I don't like foxes.
A fox?
Yeah, a fox.
You're more worried about a fox than a geezer coming at you with a knife.
Honestly, yeah, no. It doesn't bother me.
Fair enough, mate. I mean, fair enough. Yeah. I'm good for you. I'm never going to look like foxes like the same way again, I don't think.
Yeah, and deer in the woods.
Deer, what's a deer going to do to you?
I just don't want to see it.
They are scary.
Yeah, I don't want to see it. Yeah, I'm more scared of dogs than anything.
Okay, fair enough. Wasn't the answer I was expecting, but...
I know.
There we
but
go.
But no, I don't normally worry.
Okay, good for you.
If your daughters, for example, though, said they were going out...
And that's a different story.
Right.
Because they're my girls. Yeah,
right.
No.
Now go. What do you tell them?
Oh, my God. Lottie is a nightmare. Absolute nightmare. That child. She just goes off and says, oh, I'm going to do 5K and I'm just going here. And you look on, like, Find My Phone or whatever, and she's in Richmond Park. And you're like, how did you get there? And what are you doing there? You're 16. So, yeah, that's a different story. Absolute nightmare. I say stay to the lit roads. Don't you know, wander off, and then she just does it and I just want to strangle her. I'm like, no.
But yeah. It's so hard, isn't it? Because you almost don't really want to take that level of fearlessness away. Like, she shouldn't have to be scared and worried.
Yeah, no.
Oh, mate, you're right.
Yeah.
She'll run down the river. She's really not bothered.
I wonder where she gets that from. But sure. If there's a dog or a deer.
Yeah. Danielle, no one would mess with Danielle, so she's fine. I do not worry about Danielle in the slightest, because good luck to you is what I say. But Lottie, I do worry.
Okay, all right, look, I'm going to move it on because she's time. Actually, I'll tell you what, have you got some, just a quick jump out, have you got any, like, tips? And Marissa, you know, don't go where like there's deer. But have you got any like tips for any like for some of the ladies out there, maybe that you picked up on or heard in terms of a bit more safety? Is there stuff that you wear to carry? Think about, like you just said, find my phone, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, find.
Yeah, so you can have a beacon on as well. I'm sure it's on Strava, mm-hmm. so that it follows your route. Tell someone where you're going. Stay to well-lit places. Don't go off on a tangent and go into woods, you know, when it's dark or people don't know where you are. Just be sensible, really. Just be sensible.
Common sense.
Yeah, think about your child, what you would say to your child, and then apply it to yourself.
Okay. All right. What's this? I've just seen Angela Walker.
Yeah. I ran last Sunday morning and had a van drive past and shout out a load of expletives. It did shake me up, if I'm honest. I was pleased I was running with someone else. God.
It's just, isn't it? You just got to think to yourself. But to be honest with you, right, I'm just going to say this, ladies. We get it to a degree as well. You get idiots out there, right? And even like, well, places I run down, you do think to yourself, you see these young Herberts, you know, groups of lads together, they want to be a clever so-and-so and, you know, try something on. You always get the comments. You've seen it. We get it at Hartford sometimes. Like the big boys who think they want to be the man that night and they start taking you on. Do you know what I mean? You still get that as a bloke when you're out there. You'll still get the idiot who's driving. I had it the other day. Some geezer wanted to be a clever so-and-so because I went across the road. And it, you know what I mean? It's just, you do think yourself. I think it doesn't matter, man or woman. I appreciate how much it affects you ladies more. But at the same time, us blokes do feel that as well. Do you know what I mean? And it's a shame, really, that's the way the world is, isn't it? It's. Yeah.
I just think people want to be clever, don't they?
Yeah, it's always the way. Not. But you know, you got it. Boy or girl, you just got a common sense. And I think it is sad, but it's unfortunately it's the times that we live in. Right, moving on. I want you to tell me what it's like, right? As a woman, because obviously I don't know, even though I am a lady tonight, in terms of the challenges around like training for stuff, as whether, you know, as a lady, as a mum, as a you know, just in general as a woman, what's the challenges and the sort of impacts on your training if you're doing that sort of thing? You know, like, I don't know, maybe a single mum or it's probably quite hard to juggle marathon training if you've got to do the kids and everything, work and all that sort of stuff. It must be hard. So what sort of challenges have you found with regards to training for stuff? Lou?
I'm quite fortunate that obviously I've got Hayden. So, and I can do most of my training runs in the daytime when the kids are at school, or my kids are grown up now. I've only got one left at school. So, yeah, I'm quite fortunate that I can do that while they're at school. But when they were younger, I used to do it on the way home from the school run, or, you know, try and squeeze it in the daytime. I hate running at night. I feel like I need to be there for the children to do the dinner, that sort of stuff. So I always try to do my training in the daytime. Yeah, that's really my only real challenge. Obviously, with women, menstrual cycle, that affects training a lot, and most of my majors I've actually been on, which has been a nightmare. Just changes the way you are, the way you run, your temperature. It's rubbish. But again, just get on with it, deal with that. Probably then I don't have my best performance, but hey ho. Yeah, they're the main challenges for me, mm-hmm. as a mum and as okay. a woman.
Okay. Abid?
So I'm not a mum, but I think for me, the biggest one is, and I think all women feel like this, whether it's your mum or whether you're a mum or whatever, like you always feel like you're trying to excel at so many things, right? So you're trying to have a social life. You're trying to have a really good career. You're trying to exercise. You're trying to do all these things. And it's like, oh my God, I can't do everything to like 100% all the time. And that is from a pressure point of view. And I go through this, I'm like, oh my God, I strive to be perfect and everything. And you just have to realize you can't be. And I've learned to realize that when work's really busy, it's okay if I miss a run. It's okay if I just don't get out. Same like you talk to people and they go, oh, I've got kids and I can't do this. And it's like, it's okay. Your kid's sick. Don't worry about those 3 miles you're going to miss. Really doesn't matter. True. But you've got to, it takes a long time to learn to accept that it's okay to not try and do it all of the time.
Mm. Yeah, there's the pressure that comes from training for something, isn't it?
And I think as hard as it is for guys in lots of ways, they have no idea when it comes to women's cycles, because like Lou just said, your temperature, how you're feeling, what you can eat, what you can't eat, you wake up in the night, all of these things, and you've got a long run planned and you haven't slept all night and you're like, oh my God, I've got to go out and do 20 miles tomorrow because that's the only weekend I've got to do 20 miles. It's 3 weeks out from the marathon, right? There are so many things that you have to take into account. Okay, I'm doing a long run. Are there toilets on the route that I can jump into? Are there, like, I need to carry extra things. If I've got a hydration pack, have I got enough pockets? Do the clothes allow you to do that? There's so many other things that we have to think about that I think guys sometimes, in the nicest way of it, easy, you put on your kit out and you go.
We have a very extremely hard life. I'm just putting it out there. There is a side effect to everything you've just said.
Of course.
The hormones.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say any more on that because I've got three ladies in there with their knives out.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, we don't get away scot-free.
The only thing you have to think about on a run is you need a toilet 26 times on a 5K.
There is that. There is that. I can't help it. It is what it is. Marissa.
Well, I'm on the other side because I'm in menopause and have been for like 13 years. So mine is more menopausal. So we get the hot sweats and you don't sleep properly. It's just an absolute nightmare. So you're constantly tired. I'm constantly tired. And I think men don't really understand that. They say they do. And how can you understand it? You haven't been.
We say that to make it look good. But actually,
yeah, I know, to make yourself feel better. But it is an absolute nightmare. I think just the lack of sleep at the moment for me is just awful.
How does that work? Like on race day, right? That, like, going too, like, deep. But, like, if you're, you know, that must have a big impact. If you've got, like, I don't know, if just a half marathon, not marathon centric, you've got a half marathon, and you know, you're going through that, and you're absolutely washed
out. So I think before Paphos half, I think I had 2, maybe 3 hours sleep. Yeah. But it's like that all the time. I had 8 hours one night last week, and I was like, wow. Oh, my God, that's amazing. But it's just generally like that all the time now.
And you just get used to it.
Yeah, and your appetite, and you're just all over the place, honestly. Mm.
Yeah, again, it's
the menopause is really hard. Really hard.
Yeah, as blokes, we ain't got a clue. And in that respect, so, I think it must be hard. It must be like, you know what I mean?
Someone asked a question saying, do you plan your training around your period?
Oh,
they've said a question more for a coach, but we're not qualified doctors as well. So, I mean, I'd like to hear the other's views. I've got a view, but go on, Lou. What's your view on that? Do you change anything? Would you just kind of get on with it?
No, I just get on with it and deal with it. I don't suffer too much with my periods, but obviously the usual stomach cramps, bloating. But, yeah, I just get on with it because, as I say, the last few of my marathon morning, bang, there you go. Yeah. So you have to deal with it. I just get on with it.
Yeah.
Just cowboy up.
Training. Yep.
Right. I tell you what, I've got a question for you. Another one. I've got a lot of questions, Simon. Yeah. Have you ever had, because this is important, inclusion issues as a woman in running? Yeah, let's keep it on running for now. Mm-hmm. I'll allow you a little bit of wiggle room on that. But because it's Inspire Inclusion, have you had any inclusion issues as a female athlete that you all are? Yeah, I used the word athlete there. Marissa.
I want to say no, but obviously there is, yeah. Of course you have. As women, we still don't.
Name people if you... No, don't.
No.
Name
people. Shh. So... Yeah, I would say definitely, 100%.
Has that helped? No, not held you back, because I know you're not someone who gets held back. In fact, you're the opposite. You'll turn around and go.
No, but I used to. When I first started running, I used to be like, oh, my God, I better not even try and do that because, one, I'm a woman, one, and two, I'm bloody slow. So I just better not even try. So, what? Yeah, I did, definitely, 100%.
Can you give an example of what was it like that made you feel unincluded or less included?
Maybe track sessions, old-fashioned track sessions. I used to hate it, absolutely hate it. I'd turn up and I'd look at all the runners and go like that, and I'd say, oh, I'm just here to watch. I ain't running with you. So, yeah.
That's awful. That's sad. Yeah, but
was that them, or was that me and my inferior brain going, oh, no, you're not good enough? Now I turn up and I just do it. So.
Some of it, I wouldn't say. No, but actually, you know what? No, I'm putting the blame solely on them, because if they don't make you feel like you can go there in the first place and feel included, then they've let themselves down.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah? I'm going to square that one on them. Okay. Luke, what about you? Have you ever felt like you've not been included or felt inclusion as a women athlete?
No, not at all. I've never felt like that, but then I'm quite a strong, stubborn person, and I turn up at races and I'll just do my thing, don't care what anyone's doing around me. Mm-hmm. And yeah, no, I've never felt like I haven't been included. And if I did, maybe I'd say something.
Sabrina?
No, I mean, I went to a club before joining 4Ds and it's a traditional club, and I went, and they basically was a couch to what I thought was a couch to 5K program, and it wasn't. It was couch to 5 miles in 10 weeks.
Wow.
And so it was the most mad thing. So you went week one, they got you to do like one lap of the track and some warm-up stuff, and it was like 2 laps, and then you literally jumped and you just like went, you were like doubling or like adding like half a mile every week, and I was like, oh my god, this is petrifying, because it just was going so quickly. And I quit after, I think I got to week 6, and I was like, oh, I can't do this. This is just like, it felt like it was made, and it was basically like, oh, once you get to 10 weeks and you can go out with the main club and everybody else, and if you couldn't do 5 miles at a certain pace, then you weren't included. So I sacked that off and then decided I was going to run London and just went alone, and then turned up on a Wednesday night.
Hero. Do you think, though, that was as specific as a sort of women issue, or do you think that's a wider issue?
I think that's probably a wider issue, if I'm honest. People just not being aware of people's abilities. But I think if people are going to talk about being inclusive, they need to find a way for it to genuinely be inclusive. So that means if you're going to do sessions, you need to make sure that everyone can participate, not just those that you're mates with, those that you know, those that can run at a certain pace or whatever. It needs to feel like actually everybody can participate and get something out of it.
And if you are from one of those clubs and you don't know how to do that, just drop me an email, because we do that very well here. You're welcome. Right, to close us out, what's the best thing about being a woman runner? Can I just say what I think the best thing about being a woman runner is? You get all the banging colourways in the shoes. I think it's really unfair. And I had a go at Brooks when I was in there, because you girls get the best colourways on any launch shoes. We get orange or like bright yellow. You get like these banging like pinks and purples and great colours and stuff like that. So I've got major shoe envy on that front. Lou, what's the best thing about being a woman runner?
The best thing is, I don't know why it's related to women, but it seems to be, is we have such a better social run than men seem to. We run, then we go for coffee or we go for lunch. You know, we have a chat all the way around, and it just makes running so much fun, which it should be. Mm. Whereas I find men are a bit more competitive, a bit more focused. I don't know. I love that about being a woman runner.
Yeah, good for you. I mean, exactly, whatever works, right? Yeah. Marissa?
I'm going to go with Lou, actually, because what I was going to say may not be great. But I think, yeah, as a woman runner, we make friendships through running. And I think some of the men don't actually connect as well as us women do. And some of my friendships, they're like my best friends now. So, yeah, I think we're really good at that. Really good at it. We're really good at it, me and Lou.
We are
really good at it.
Sabrina?
Hold on, before I go, because I'm still thinking, if I'm honest, what was the thing you were going to say, Marissa, that you didn't want to say?
I think as a woman runner, we're quite spoiled because we get really good friends, but we also get quite good looking blokes to run after. Jesus. That's what I was going to say. Okay. You've got to look at the positives in everything.
Yeah, I mate, you're right on it.
Yeah, I think so.
I think there's a That's lot of handsome blokes out there, especially ones that are from the Shire. Serena, go on.
Best thing about being a female runner is the sense of achievement and knowing you've done something that you thought you couldn't, and the people around you. I echo kind of what these guys say. I'm very lucky that I've made some brilliant friends that you get to go and hang out with, and you wander about with, you turn up at park run, and yeah, you spend longer in the cafe afterwards than you did actually running. I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
Actually, I've got to give park run a shout out, actually, because I think I love the fact as well that so many women partake in park run. I think park run's been amazing that it offers, you know, another opportunity for, mm-hmm. you know, people to, it doesn't matter which side you sit on the gender, wherever you sit, sorry, you know, an opportunity to get together and mingle with the opposite sex and things like that, and just, you know, and just be runners and be social and that side of things. I think park run's really helped with that, to be honest with you, that social mm-hmm. side and that connectivity between groups of people, no matter what gender they are. I think that's a powerful thing as well. So I've got to give a shout out to park run because they do a cracking job with that, I think. Meet a lot of people. And also, we've got, again, we've got a lot of park run directors, run directors in our club, ladies as well, you know. Petra comes straight to mind because I always help her when she's run director, go down there and hold my sign up. But yeah, it's true though. But you know what I mean? We've got, again, the ladies are doing a cracking job. Look, think about what Mel does at Bushy. Yeah. You know what I mean? I can hear her when she's volunteering. I can hear her shouting at people to get in line in the funnels at Bushy. Do you know what I mean? It's true. She does an amazing job.
No, I just say on that, we went 1 week and Mel wasn't there, and it was carnage. Yeah,
it was carnage.
It was. Lou was there. You know what I'm talking about. And I was like, this is. In fact, Hayden was not impressed.
Was he not? Was he not? Oh, bless him, the little man. Right, okay, girls, that's it. You know, you've survived. Or actually, I think it's I've survived. I will survive. See what I did there with the song. Be fair.
Very good.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm here every week. I personally don't feel that International Women's Day should be that big a thing, because I think it should be at International Women's Day every day, right? I don't think it should be singular. I think it's good that it is promoted and we talk about it and all that sort of stuff, and we talk about the things that aren't being done right, which I think is important. But I think it should be celebrated every day. You girls out there doing cracking jobs, mums and things like that, and everything, you know, you're struggling against. And it must be difficult dealing with us blokes. It can't be easy. It really can't. Which brings me on to the most important person I've got to thank, which is Mrs. Fold, who puts up with me. Mother's Day on Sunday. Got the two girls in there. So we've got to give Mrs. Ford a bit of love today as well on International Women's Day, because she actually puts up with me. Just think about it, right? You think you've got it bad with Hayden. Imagine.
I don't know how she does it.
Being married to this. It must be tricky. But yes, thank you very much, you three. I really appreciate it. I hope I didn't cock anything up too badly. I think I did quite a good job tonight, actually. Yeah. Give myself a pat on the back again. You're welcome. We are back. Oh, well, I'm back on Monday. I'm getting back to talking about normal things like running shoes. You're welcome to join me. Doesn't matter what gender you are. You're welcome to join me live at 8 o'clock on Monday, where we go live and talk about anything you want to for about half hour, 45 minutes. That's live on the YouTube channel. So get along to that. Thank you to everybody who has joined us live. Sorry we didn't get to all your comments. I've been reading them. Yeah. I know the ladies have been reading them as we've been going through. We really appreciate the love. Thank you very much to all the love for our three ladies as well tonight. It's really important that we talk about this sort of stuff. Thank you very much to Skechers. Get over to Skechers.co.uk and smash the life out of their ladies range. As I said, Marlene will be really happy with you all. A big shout out to Manchester Marathon again for responding to the email and giving their side of that debate. We appreciate that. And again, if you want to contact them, I've got an email address. Feel free to send in any concerns that you have about that race. Send that in, please, because they're happy to take feedback. I don't think I've missed anything else. Admin, have I done anything? Like, have I missed anything?
No, you've been very well behaved. I just, there was just one comment that just came in that I just wanted to touch on really quickly, if that's all right, before we go, which was Sam Kirchin, who said, I just want to give a huge thank you to Marissa and Lou, who've been there for me more than people I've known my entire life. And I know he's going through a really tough time. And I think that just echoes where we started, which is you're incredible women. And thank you for everything you do for everybody else in this community as well. So
there we go. Great way to take us out. We will be back next Friday. I've got no idea what we're going to talk about. Hopefully the Hobbit's back, because I need to absolutely destroy him because he's got away lightly tonight. And we shall see you all later. Have fun running whatever you do this
weekend.
Thank you. Bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.